I'm here with Professor Dana Chandler, who has hosted blues shows on KGLP going back a number of years, and is also a retired professor of art in Boston. Through February 28th, Professor Chandler has an exhibition at the Ingham Chapman Gallery, located on the first floor of Gurley Hall on the UNM Gallup campus. Professor, welcome.
Welcome back at you. It's good to see you again, Rachel.
Thank you. Good to see you. How did you first think about approaching the Ingham Chapman Gallery for an exhibition?
Actually, I approached them a long time ago when someone else was running the gallery besides John. When I found out that there was a new director, I went and saw John, and I said, I would like to have a show. And he said, well, let me see your art. And I showed him some of my art, and he said, sure, come on. And that's what brought that all about.
Your career as an artist has been informed by and has included some aspects of community activism. Do you want to talk about how your connection with the community informs your art?
Well, I've been an activist since the age of 13, and I'm 79 now, so we see how long that is. And when I was younger, I always been looking for a way to talk about the things that were happening to African-American people in America, and started working in the arts and found out that I did have some skills. Made the decision when I was about 17 that I wanted to go to Massachusetts College of Art and get a professional degree, which I then did, and I've been working in the arts ever since.
It's hard to avoid talking about history. And, you know, I think of a phrase that comes to mind. Denzel Washington, in portraying Malcolm X, said, "We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us."
That is so apt a saying. I think there is a film of him actually saying, using those words as Malcolm X. I don't mean Denzel, but Malcolm X using those words. And yes, Plymouth Rock definitely landed on us. And unfortunately, it's still landing on us. And all the terrible things that are going on now. And I'm not going to wait for you to bring him up, but this is my own feelings now. Not expressing anybody else's but mine, but we have an idiot for president. And his idiocy is destroying and dissembling the country. And, you know, most people are busy paying attention to what they think is his economic program, but he didn't initiate it. It was initiated by the one man he hates more than any other man in the world, Obama. And because of that, he is working very hard, I think, with people who are not American to destroy the country. And unfortunately, we're letting him. If we don't get him out of office, our next 4 years are going to be, I think we'll see the demise of American democracy. I really believe that. You know, he's moving very rapidly towards all of the things that Hitler did in Germany. And so many people can't see it. They get angry at you because some people think he's wonderful, but they're not looking at the facts. If they ever do, they may feel a little differently.
Interesting that you mention Nazi Germany. Many artists who use their art to protest against policies of the Third Reich were persecuted by the German regime at that time.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when you look at the history, it was all of the artists who did anything that was a statement against the Third Reich who got persecuted, prosecuted, and some of them got assassinated.
Or died in
concentration camps. Yes, very much so. And unfortunately, you know, there seems to be a movement, especially in terms of people from other nations, to recreate the whole concentration camp thing, with the things that they're doing to some of the people who are trying to get into America, which was the purpose of America's creation, to bring people in to do great things. You know, they're being held in for all intents and purposes, concentration camps.
And you might also make the argument that economic ghettoization, neighborhoods of low-income people, are de facto concentration camps of a sort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, reservations and and whatever's going on in that realm that keeps us stuck inside, unable to do all the other things that American citizens do, you know, that's a form of concentration camps. Plus, we have the concentration camps of the mind, the psychological things that happen all the time to people of color across the board that makes them, tries to make them believe that they're less than, and we're not less than anybody.
So. When we talk about your art, obviously much art is open to interpretation by the viewer or by the audience. Mm-hmm. But when you go in to create a piece, it could be influenced by culture, by political experience, by your history as a community activist. But what would you say that people might anticipate coming in to see your current exhibition?
I would say they will come in and they will see the truth, most of all. The truth about what's happening to people of color in the country. Not just African Americans, but all people of color are suffering greatly under this regime. But they've been suffering greatly under all of the regimes of this nation. And there needs to be some stop in that. So, as I said to the students I just got through speaking with, very delightful young people, you know, you won't be able to find anything in my work that isn't the truth and that isn't fact-based and isn't easily found just by doing a little research with that greatest tool for freedom that's technologically been built called the cell phone. Everything that you need to find out about all the things that people have said weren't true is now on film somewhere. And all you have to do is do the research and you'll see what's going on in the country and what's happening to people of color. And the people who are doing this are the ones who need to learn from their own people how to stop doing all of this to us. Because, you know, I've been around now for almost 80 years. You know, you all would need to get your act together on that, you, all of you people who are doing terrible things to other people, and get your mind clear and straight so you don't do that stuff no more.
This concept of fake news, it is disinformation which has existed for hundreds of years and perhaps thousands.
Very much so.
I see examples of your work. Some almost have a sense of avant-garde or Art Deco depictions of cuisine or household objects.
Yes, that series, that whole series, which is quite large, so you get a chance to see just a few of those, is called Household Weaponry for Black Women. So when you look at it, you'll see not only fruit, but you'll see knives and bullets and things like that. Because my belief is if somebody's attacking you as a woman, you need to know how to defend yourself. And you need to know what tools are available in your house and from outside of your house so that you can defend yourself, because you are the more important person in that situation. You know, nobody should be putting their hands on women, and nobody should be harming women. So you need to learn protection, because sometimes men are not smart enough to protect the women that are in their life, and they need to be a little bit smarter than they have been. I was telling the students that there are 70,000 African-American women who are missing. I know that black men are not doing most of that. So who is? You know, and if your brain's working, you know the answer to that idea. And also, 7,000 to 10,000 Native American women, indigenous women. And who knows what the number is in terms of Latinx women? I mean, I don't think there's a clear number, but I know that it's huge. We men have got to stop protecting our women.
Another piece that exemplifies some of the work that you've done has some depictions of historical icons, depictions of money, entitled Our Children Not for Sale at Any Price.
America's God is money. And unfortunately, the people who lead this country, their God is money. You just have to look at how much money is being made by our president's family from him being president and him not wanting to give up anything that has to do with money he wants to be a part of. And that's very unfortunate. But our children are not for sale. You can't buy them. You've been stealing them now for 400 plus years. You need to cease and desist all of that. And you need to stop selling women for sex. I really think that's horrible. And the things that are happening to women because of the sex trade in America are just horrid. And then you have to ask the question, who's buying it? No surprise that some of the people who are doing that are running the government, aren't they? Yes. So, okay.
And there is child slavery. We talk about prostitution. There are young girls, children, who have been enslaved in the sex trade. There's no age limit, apparently, for these people. You have someone like Jeffrey Epstein, notorious for the kinds of abuses that have gone on. And people wonder where the justice is.
Really? I mean, Americans, do you know that there are American citizenry, particularly European American and other Europeans, who have sex vacations where they go to the lands of people of color and they have sex with our children? What's wrong with you? We need to start getting that sort of thing out of the picture. It's terrible. And here, too. We need to stop doing that.
Missing women and children of so many different sectors, African American, certainly missing indigenous women and children, an epidemic across this country and certainly in the third world.
An absolute excellent way to describe it. It's an epidemic. It's worse than any kind of biological disease. What kind of people do that kind of stuff? And why is it we're not working hard to stop them?
Professor, your exhibition at Ingham Chapman Gallery runs through February 28th as part of the exhibit Hannah's Reparations Denied, 500 Years of America's, and that's with three K's there, a contribution with a K to the Black Woman, Black Man. I believe that the gallery is open weekdays.
Yes.
Here on the campus, except holidays, during regular business hours. It's open right now.
From time to time, you'll see me wandering through, and you'll be able to ask questions. And you know what I look like, because you can just look at the cover of the Gallup Sun, and there's my picture right on the front page. And I am also one of your elders, so I know a whole lot of stuff. Ask me questions about my art. Ask me questions about life. Happy to talk to you.
And if you're interested in finding out more online, you can visit celebratedactivistartist.com. That's a one long sentence. There's no spaces in there. celebratedactivistartist.com. Now, I wonder which celebrated activist artist we might find on that .com.
Yours truly, if you want to know what I'm all about, go to that website. It was put together by my very brilliant daughter, who, by the way, is in her own right quite a human being. So you'll find me on there, and you'll find some information how to find out more about her as well. CelebratedActivistArtist.com.
Do you occasionally hear from or of any students that you mentored in Boston during your years there?
I hear from them all the time because I'm also on Facebook, yes, and Twitter and Snapchat or something like that. My daughter knows about all that stuff because she takes care of all that stuff for me. But if you really want to find me, you can.
We never know how people that we've encountered or mentored or touched in our lives have been influenced by that connection.
True that. And you should know because you mentor a lot of people here at the school. And I appreciate it because, believe it or not, I was one of them. How about that?
I think I learned as much from you as you ever learned from us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Are there any other comments or observations that you might like to share with our listeners before
yes,
we wrap up?
I want to say to the students out there, I know that you're often reticent to ask a question that might give you some information that you know, but please understand that the only wrong question you can ever ask is the one you don't ask. So if you have questions about stuff in life, find the correct people and ask the question. The more you ask, the more you know.
Thank you, Professor Dana Chandler.
It was a pleasure.
Professor Emeritus of
Simmons University.
Simmons University in Boston, Massachusetts, and DJ Emeritus of KGLP's Blues Nation.
That's right.